Attorney Todd Johnson, reflecting on America's 250th birthday, explains how two old laws shaped the farmland you work today. The Land Ordinance of 1785 carved the country into 6 mile square townships and 640 acre sections, with Section 16 set aside for schools, and it still governs the way over 75% of the continental U.S. is described in deeds. Lincoln's Homestead Act of 1862 built on that grid, letting settlers claim up to 160 acres by living on and improving the land for 5 years, which is why many title searches trace all the way back to that original federal grant. Jansen argues that with modern GPS and digital records, we could reimagine this whole system, sparing landowners the title searches, title insurance, and thousands in closing costs that buying a car never demands. I recently visited New England, and for the first time I saw cranberry farms near the site where the Mayflower landed. The fields are low, flat, surrounded by ditches and well irrigated. Cranberry farming is far cry from the wide-open dryland wheat fields and pastures I grew up around. The visit left me thinking about how U.S. agriculture, just like the U.S. population, has grown from small subsistence farming to becoming one of the world's largest breadbaskets. As America turns 250, here are my thoughts about how real property law helped create the U.S. farmland we know today. America was a land of expansion for the first 150 years of its existence. Thomas Jefferson and other founders realized very early in the USA's existence that an orderly means for dividing and owning property was necessary for the young country. Congress passed the Land Ordinance of 1785 even before the U.S. Constitution was ratified that created the system that surveyed land and divided into 6 mile square townships, each containing 36 1 mile square sections of 640 acres. Section 16 was reserved for a public school. I have heard that over 75% of the continental United States is divided according to the framework established by the Land Ordinance of 1785. Nearly 100 years later, the Homestead Act of 1862 built on this framework. Signed into law by President Lincoln, the homestead allowed persons to claim up to 160 acres of undeveloped land by building a dwelling and improving the land for 5 years. After 5 years, the settler could obtain a deed from the federal government for the land. If you have ever done a title search on property back to its beginning, you will find the search ends with this grant. Any Midwestern lawyer practicing real property law is familiar with the legacies created by these two acts. In most instances, real property descriptions in deeds, mortgages, and other conveyance documents still use the same terms for describing the boundaries of property as they did in Jefferson's day, e.g., start at the point of beginning at the southwest corner of Township 17, thence 100 feet west, etc. The system is not perfect, but it has worked and survived nearly 250 years. With modern GPS, there is no need to rely on old survey methods to describe property. With digital technology, there is no need to rely on old, county-based filing systems to record deed and other interests in property. In contrast to buying a parcel of land valued at $50,000, buying a $50,000 car does not require a title search, title insurance, or thousands of dollars of closing costs. If Jefferson's era leaders could build a property system from scratch, surely we can reimagine the same system for the digital age. Todd Jansen is an attorney at Jansen Agricultural Law LLC, www.aglaw.us in Indianapolis. Todd grew up on a Kansas grain and livestock farm and now practices law in the agriculture and technology fields. Todd is the past chair of the American Bar Association's Agricultural Management Committee and authors a blog addressing legal issues facing agriculture. www.aglaw.us/jansenaglaw. Contact jansen@aglaw.us. Get full access now to the most comprehensive, powerful, and easy-to-use online resource for no-tillage practices. Just one good idea will pay for your subscription hundreds of times over. We have engineered and developed the most advanced concave system that threshes all crops, eliminates rotor loss, improves grain quality, gives you a cleaner sample all with one set of XPR concaves. At Titan International, our product portfolio reflects our commitment to innovation and high-quality products. Titan International offers a full line of solution-focused wheel, tire, and undercarriage products for a wide variety of off-road equipment in agriculture, construction, forestry, mining, power sports, high-speed trailers, and outdoor power equipment segments. As one of the largest North American manufacturers, with a network of dealers all over the world, Titan is an industry leader that original equipment manufacturers and operators can count on for durable products and quality service. Provide expert analysis and decision support to increase productivity and profitability.